Let's touch base with the Melbourne Storm CEO, Dave Donaghy, who's had a big weekend because the coach is on board again. It is a massive relief, I'm sure. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're going very well, thank you. A big win for the club as well yesterday, so it's been a really positive weekend. But how confident were you, Dave, of getting the signature of Craig Bellamy?
Yeah, very confident all the way through, to be honest. Look, there's a, I think for us, it was all about the positive aspects of why he wanted to remain in Melbourne. And for me, there's a real big challenge there for Craig. And yeah, that's we've got some great future models of the game coming towards the end of their career, and next generation of talent that's emerging, and the opportunity there to win a premiership with those guys. And you know, his relationship with his players is quite special. So. Look, he's a very loyal guy, and you know, thankfully, look, it took a little bit longer than what we would have liked, and it's probably a little bit more public than what we would have liked. But you know, the right outcome was reached in the end.
So, Dave, take us through how it happens. Does he knock on your door and sit down and say, "I've come to a decision"? Does he ring you up and tell you? Do you get an email from his manager? How did you get the news?
No, he actually called me at about 10:30 on Friday night, and told me that you know, he was leaning that way for you know, for a little period of time, but he called me that night and just said, "Look, I'm in, and you know, it's the right thing for everyone involved," and we agreed, which was which is a great result. But look, as I said earlier, it was a little bit more public and a little bit longer than what we would have liked. I think I initially started speaking to his former management company. The grand final week last year, so that's how long it took, and there was a management split in there and a little sort of non-exclusive period of non-negotiation. So that was part of the behind the scenes reason as to why it took so long. It wasn't anything untoward, and pleasingly it's as I said, the right result was reached, I think, not only for us but also for footy in the country.
Dave, did you feel like the Storm in a way were a little bit disrespected, I guess, in the running commentary of it? You know, Brisbane Broncos, the big all-conquering club with a big checkbook and things like that, that Storm wasn't taken into account in the same manner?
Yeah, I do. It's something that, I suppose, just comes with the territory of being a little bit out of sight, out of mind when you're not in a in the fishbowl that is the Northern States of Rugby League. But, we are one of the biggest rugby league clubs in the country. Understand the shiny new toy up the road in the opportunity of a shiny new toy up the road in the Broncos, and you know, one team, one town in Brisbane. But you know, we're a one team, one town organisation in Melbourne, of a city of 4.5 million. So look, I think there's a lot of great things that are happening at that Storm. We've got I think we had the largest TV audience of any sports team in Melbourne last year. We've got the largest social reach of any sports organisation in Melbourne. You know, those things, I don't think were really, they often get overlooked, and they're not particularly sexy headlines, I suppose. So, look, it does frustrate me a little bit, but that's all in the past now, thankfully.
A bit of a different one. You mentioned the immortals that the Storm have had and will have it. Obviously, the big three, Cronk, who's moved on, but Slater and Smith. We've been talking all morning about young clubs and their development. How do the Storm keep just finding some young talent and then turn them into superstars?
Yeah, I think it's the system that operates. You know, it's not just one person, and I know the coach, the great thing about him is that he acknowledges all the hard work that everyone around him does to make him be better at what he does. And, he does his role very well as head coach, but that's what he does. He coaches a team, and he's got some wonderful people around him, whether it's Frank Panisi, the head of football. Frank's responsible for everything goes around outside coaching and the whole culture of the footy department. But wider than that, we feel like we've got the best recruiter, the best welfare people, the best development coaches, the the best financial people, the best commercial people. So it's a really nice position to be in when you're leading an organisation that's got some wonderful people in there, because at the end of the day, you're only as good as your people. So I think Craig's been very much of that mindset for a long, long time, and he's surrounded himself with some really capable, highly skilled, and really passionate and hardworking rugby league people around him.
Well, it's great to have him in the seat until the end of 2021, Dave. Well done to you and the team for landing the deal. Great to have Craig Bellamy still a part of the Melbourne Storm. Good stuff.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time this morning.